I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources report, believe it or not, the fall bow hunting season is just around the corner. And now is the time to be getting ready. We'll talk a little more about it coming up in just a moment.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. The Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jake's, Women in the Outdoors, and Wheeling Sportsmen, they want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
If you're like the majority of archery hunters in West Virginia, you probably have not had your bow out of its case since last fall. Scott Warner with the West Virginia DNR says that's really too bad, but now would be the time to pull it out and give it a thorough going over.
A lot of us who are really into bow hunting, we shoot year-round, and we encourage individuals to remember that archery is actually an outdoor activity that you can do beyond the actual bow hunting season. But if you're one of the majority of bow hunters that we have out there, it doesn't take too long to become rusty. It doesn't take too long to become a little out of condition, and who knows? Maybe the equipment that you used last year when you put it away was working fine, but this year when you pull it out, maybe your string is a little dried and warped, or maybe your arrows had a couple extra busted veins on them, and you need to get them worked on. But another important thing is if you do require some type of general maintenance of your equipment, now's the perfect time to drop it off, because if you wait much longer, they're not going to have it back in time.
Now, Warner says shooting year-round offers a lot of opportunities, not only to get you in shape, but to get your children involved in it as well.
Now is the perfect time. The days are long. You got your afternoons or evenings to find something to do when you get home from work. The kids are off from school. Get them excited about shooting. Whether you bow hunt or not, archery is an activity that everybody can participate in. And we hope that you can introduce a kid to bow to archery and maybe get them involved in bow hunting at a later stage. But it's an activity that parents can do with their kids, and it's an activity you can do for a lifetime.
And Warner adds another thing to keep in mind as you're shooting is not to overdo it.
It takes you a few shots to possibly get warmed up, and then you pretty much know what your pattern is going to be after, you know, one or two rounds. But if you're standing at 15, 20 yards and you're shooting for more than maybe 15, 20 minutes or even a half an hour, your muscles start getting weak, your habit or your form becomes bad, and then what you create is more of a bad habit. And then you're reinforcing your bad habit, and you don't want to have a bad habit when you're standing in a tree stand and you got a Pope and Young or bucks underneath you.
And as Warner reminded us earlier, there's an early archery season for antlerless deer this year in many West Virginia counties. So time is a-wasting. If you want to be a part of that, get your bows out of storage, get those muscles back in shape, and tuned up for the upcoming bow season in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.